Powers?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we apply for Franklin Powers Insurance to lock in the age on the March,
mm-hmm.
and so policy approved, and now I want to deliver the policy to you. But you said your husband died which date?
He died on the 25th, which was last Sunday.
Last Sunday? Oh, I'm sorry. Last Sunday?
Not last Sunday, but the Sunday before last. Because last Sunday was the first.
Last Sunday
was the first. It wasn't yesterday. It was the Sunday before.
Oh, okay. So it's May 25th, right? May 25th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let me see if I... Because he... Since he already paid the payment...
Mm-hmm.
So he got the insurance already. And I'll look
That's
into...
That's what you had told us, that he already had the insurance when we gave you the check.
Yeah, right, right. So, and you said that his doctor said his heart is okay, but... what kind of test did his doctor made for him?
They did EKG, they did stress test, they sent him through the... he had MRI and... another one, and I can't think of it. And all of them, they all said that the heart looked really good and strong. The doctors didn't even expect it.
Okay, and he died from what reason?
He had a heart attack.
Is it multiple heart attack?
One heart attack.
One heart attack, okay. So, okay, so doctors' diagnostics are not necessarily truthful, right? But anyway, let me see. We will, like I told you, we deliver our promises. So I try to work it out for you and appeal for you and try to make a claim for you, because you already paid. He already pays.
Yeah, so. Because I really need the money.
Yeah.
Now I didn't know this was going to happen. So, and he didn't either. And we were like, and because they wanted to do the surgery, because it's like they were, because of what was happening, as they were afraid, his leg was going to. He was going to start having problems, and he might lose his leg later on down the road.
Uh-huh.
So they were going to give him more circulation in his leg, so he wouldn't lose his leg.
Yeah. Okay.
Because they were watching, you know, because you knew he was diabetic.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And he wasn't on insulin.
Okay.
But his feet were getting having problem, so we took him to the doctor because he said his feet were cold. So we took him to the doctor, and the doctor said, you know, you're having problems with your circulation in your feet.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, we have a new procedure so that we can cut out where you don't lose your legs, your feet.
Okay.
And so that's what they went and did.
Okay.
They did this vascular surgery to help the flow, and when he came out, his legs were pink. He had good circulation. The doctors came out and said he was doing really good. They were really pleased with the results from the surgery. And so he went, okay, good.
Okay,
so
okay.
We were real happy about that. He was too. Then I guess Sunday morning he had a heart attack.
Oh, okay. Let me see.
It had nothing to do with the surgery or anything. He just had a heart attack.
Okay. Okay, so...
And that could have happened even if he was home.
Okay, let me appeal for you, okay? So...
I would greatly appreciate it, because, like I said, I really wasn't expecting it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he wasn't expecting it, mm-hmm. and I'm not trying to pull anything with the insurance company.
Yeah, right. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay, get back to you. Okay.
Because Wells Fargo, remember...
Yeah.
I told you Wells Fargo wanted to make sure we had insurance on him.
Yeah.
And me. And so we just did it on him, because I already had two policies. And I said, we don't need a third policy on me. I think mine would be fine. And so I said, you won't have any problems. And he said, okay. But little did we know he was